Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Should end it. Bogarts gathers it in. Red Sox up 2-0. 4-2 win in game two.
You know, you can almost hear a few notes of Dirty Water there as the Red Sox recorded the final out in Game 2 of the World Series last night at Fenway. That call was from Fox, capping off the Sox 4-2 win over the Dodgers. The Sox now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at Fenway last night for the game and joins us again this morning, as she did yesterday, to talk about it. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with the pitching, pretty impressive. No one was sure before the game which David Price was going to show up last night. The one who threw six scoreless innings against the Astros last week for his first ever playoff win as a starter, or the pitcher who struggled in the playoffs his entire career. And fortunately, the good Price showed up.
Basically, the good Price showed up. He wasn't as dominant in Game 2 as he was in his first playoff win as a starter, but he got through six innings and allowed only two runs on three hits. And I say only because it could have been much worse. He found himself in some serious trouble in the fourth inning. It was a bases-loaded jam, no outs. And, of course, all of Fenway Park was like, uh-oh, this does not look good. There was action out in the bullpen. It was that nerve-wracking, but he pitched his way out of it, and, you know, Red Sox manager Alex Cora said that was an absolutely crucial moment in the game.
You know, what he did in Houston and what he did tonight, you know, we needed it. When you get six, seven out of your starters, it's like domino effect. I mean, like everything falls into place, and without him going six, it was going to be tough tonight.
And I have to say, overall, Price seems like a more confident, looser, happier player. After the game, I saw him in the clubhouse playing with his young son before he went out for his press conference. So it does seem like he has truly turned a corner this postseason.
All right, let's talk about the hitting now and some timely hitting. The Sox went ahead for good last night in the fifth inning on a single by J.D. Martinez, the slugger. What do you have to say about the big hit being a single?
Well, he was almost proud of it, that it was a single and not a home run. He says it shows that he's a complete hitter. And also he says it showcases the Red Sox approach to hitting where they grind out at bats.
Which they certainly were last night.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing how many hits they have that come with two outs. I mean, they are such clutch hitters.
Any unexpected hero last night in Game 2?
Yeah, I think we should start having an unexpected hero award, considering, you know, there was Eduardo Nunez in Game 1. And for Game 2, I would nominate Joe Kelly, reliever Joe Kelly. Let's not forget, this is a guy who struggled mightily during the regular season, and that's probably kind. Last night, he pitched a scoreless seventh inning. More than that, he got three quick outs on 11 pitches, eight of them for strikes. And after the game, Kelly talked about turning around his pitching and the role Cora played in giving him confidence.
He's one of those guys who knows how talented guys are even when they're struggling. And he works his butt off. You know, he just doesn't sit there in his office. You know, he watches video. He tries to get all of his guys firing, you know, on all cylinders.
I know I keep saying it, but Cora really is a manager who seems to be pushing all the right buttons at all the right times. And I think that was also evident in the atmosphere I saw in the clubhouse. You know, it wasn't celebratory in any way. They weren't, you know, excited about the fact that they were up 2-0 on the Dodgers. It was more businesslike. And, you know, I felt like they were taking it all in stride and they recognized that there was more work to do.
And more work comes tomorrow night as the scene shifts to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. It's Game 3. No designated hitter, of course, at National League ballparks in the World Series. Is that a problem for the Red Sox?
I don't know if it's a problem for the Red Sox, but I know it means that Cora has some tough decisions to make between now and Game 3. The feeling is that Cora is leaning towards sitting outfielder and ALCS MVP Jackie Bradley Jr. That just goes to show you how deep the Red Sox are, that the best move is to sit the ALCS MVP. And here's a fact, though, to help Red Sox Nation feel good. The team that takes a 2-0 lead in the World Series goes on to win the best-of-seven series nearly 80% of the time.
All right. Love that fact. WBUR Shira Springer. Look forward to hearing you from Los Angeles on Saturday morning after Game 3 in L.A. tomorrow night. Thanks.
Thank you.